We are on Daf of Chesamet Beis in the middle of the Yomim. The Omar of Yosef Sakin Sha'omdo Muta Lechadido B'Yomtev. Let us see Rashi. Sha'omdo Mecharifu Shelo Gadol She'enei chetechas yote, avaloi nivgimo, wasn't nivgam, samuta lachadida biyamtev. Fa'af al gav, de me esmer umi shilshem hischila lekalkul, v'leilech, started getting dull before yamtev. So memela, so Rashi seems to be asking, so, full according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Machshir Echol Nefesh is Deiche Yontev, that Tavke, if the Yevshel Asoy Seh Me'erev Yontev. The Lehavalei Lasuki Adaitei Me'esmel, the Sobalei Tzrichna. He was under the impression, he won't have to sharpen it. It's dull, so it's dull. So Me'mele, so it is considered that it was the Yevshel Asoy Seh Me'erev. He didn't know that he has to do this Erev Yontev. So it falls into the category of the Yevshel Asoy Seh Me'erev Yontev. Aval Nifkimo Me'esmoil. But what if it was Nifka Me'esmoil? So that he sees Klol Lahavishon. The Muchecho Kilkul Shalo. Here he sees Klol that it's Mekulkul. Vahavale Lameved Me'esmoil. So then he should have done it Erev Yontev. So Me'mela then it won't be Mutter and Yontev. Vahani Mili. The posko agav duchko. What's the Rashi? So hanimil the posko agav duchko. That means as follows: that it could cut today also if you put pressure on it. It's not too sharp, but it could still cut. Avulim eino chaytechas klal osa lechadido the tircha yiseirahu. But if it doesn't cut in ganzen, it's a tircha yiseirah. Now, from the Rehita's Loshon of Rashi, it would seem that we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, Rashi is giving us the guidelines of Rabbi Yehuda. Nifkimo is also, because Efshel Asayis and Havle Lameved Me'esmoel, and Lechadido is Mutter. They only assailed if it's Posko agav duch, if it's loib, if it can't cut agav duchke, so then it seems meiker adin, he'd also be permitted to do it. Other rishonim learn, if it's loib posko agav duchke, so that is not considered a tikkun keili, that is considered an asiyas keili. Afilu, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the machshiri eichol nefesh is deiche shabbos, she'll have to be mesakana. You're allowed to be misakin the keli, but to make a new keli, I feel according to Rabbi Yehuda, so that's what other Rishonim learn. Rashi does not learn like this. Rashi seems to say, Me'ikar adin, it would also be permissible, but it seems it's a tirchi yeseres, so it seems Chazal asadis. Now, the Rehitas Advarim, the Rashba starts off in the previous shtickle. Now, we learned yesterday that halachic Rabbi Yehuda ve'in Moirin came. Here we have Ha'iro, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Dorash Rav Chizde, Vitaim Rabbi Yosef, Echot Tzaken Shenivikam Avechot Shput Shen, no, that's later. Vama Rabbi Yosef, here we have Rabbi Yosef, later we'll have Rav Chizde and Rabbi Yosef. So the Rashba starts off by saying, this halacha vein moirin kain is not a double muskim. The Gemara said before, Amar le'Rav le'Rav Chizda darshinim mishmach halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, and he said he was overwhelmed. He says, "Kolki ye'Rav de'Kolki ani mili malius etidrashin mishmoi." It seems that Rav Chizda held the halacha moirin kain. You could be mefarsamit that we passed him like Rabbi Yehuda. The Pashtus Hadvarim is, that's how the Rashba starts off, Rav Yosef also holds like Rav Chizde. Valoch o'moirim kei. Rashi is a gils in the Gemara before. We don't have this gils that Rav Yosef himself said before that Abaye asked Rav Yosef, from Abaye of a Kamina Kami Demar, it seems it was Kami the Rav Yosef, the Rashi's Geiris. Vahave Kamava Sakina Asipse the Rechai, and there we had Aloch Aloch of Ein Meirim came. That was the Rashi's gils. I don't know what Rashi's gils was, so I'll copon him just to Duch zu kriegen die Gemorre, I mean, if we'll assume that I wasn't Rashi's Gilse, so we could say the way the Rashi started off by saying, the Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Chisda hold Halach and Meirim came. And for some reason, if it's Einech, Eteches, Klal, so then they answered it out Tiche Yeseire, which is Lecheire not Meiker Adin, but they answered it. Dorash Rabbi Chisda v'iteimer Rabbi Yosef, Echot Sakin Shenivgemo, Ve'echot Shput Shenirtzam, Ve'echot Greifas Tano Vikirayim, Ve'yontev Bono Lamachloikes Rab Yehuda Verabon. And this is the Machloikes Rab Yehuda Verabon, and he also would seem that they're going to say, according to Rab Yehuda, these in Yonim are Mutter. He's in Yonim Amuta, so it seems just like Rav Chisda, the Dorash Rav Chisda, so Rav Yosef was also the same Dorish, and that we pass Kentucky Light to Yehuda. Let us see Rashi. Echot Sakim Shenivgemo, Ve'echot Shput Shenirtzam, Beyonte. Now here we're speaking about, we're avoiding the problem that Havaleh, he should have done it Erev Yontev, because he was speaking about these things happened in Yontev. Shenishba Roishai, that the spitz of the Shput became Nishba. Ve'echot Greifas Tanu, Shenofal L'soichai Minatiyach Sheloi, Lo'yhoyo Yoideya Miboid Yoim. So also the Tanu is now unusable. Bonu lemachloikes Rab Yehuda veRabbanu. Nichnasnu bedavol ze dis inyonim. So we're entering lemachlekuso. That touches their machloikes. Shemi machlekusam onu yechaylim lilmayt. From what their machloikes is, we can learn what one is permitted to do. Shaf elu mi machshiri oichelheim. Now these are also machshirei oichel. So now we have to understand that Rashi seems to be saying that Rav Chisda, Rav Yosef were machadish that this is machshirei oichel nefesh. So lochayre is kan shayel aben. Let's push it. This is machshirei oichel nefesh. So what's the chiddush? Seems to say a chiddush. So the Teudas Yaakov wants to say that perhaps one could think that Machshirei Oichel Nefesh, one would say literally that after you're misaken this, it one can eat it ready. It means it's the last pu'ula that one does before they get Oichel Nefesh. So Machshirei Oichel Nefesh is mutter. For example, he says a sakin, we're talking about a sakin shel shchita, so he shechted it, and afterwards, so we don't have oichel nefesh. There are other malachas that have to be done in order to make oichel nefesh, and by a shput also, you have to make a fire later, and by a tanner also, you have to make a fire later. There are other malachas which have to be done. So that's how the Teldi Shak wants to say pshat and Rashi, that they were machadish af elum. No, this is machshir eichel nefesh. You don't have to, doesn't have to be the last pu'ula before eichel nefesh, the makib epatish of eichel nefesh. Af elum im machshir eichel nefesh. Shpud shenir, oh, this is further. Yeah. So the Gemara says further, the sanya. Ein bein yontev l'shabbos aloichol nefesh bulvat. That is what the Tanakam holds. Rabbi Yehuda mater af machshir eichol nefesh. My time the Tanakam. Omar kro hu levada yeyosel lachem hu veloy machshira. That is a miut hu. So it's a miut a machshir eichol nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda omar kro lachem. Lachem lachol tzolcheichem. So amar boichol nefesh. So now we have a ribuy in a meat. V'tanakama oksiv lachem. What did the Tanakama do with this ribuy of lachem? Amar lachahu lachem v'loy lenochim. A kelt is coming to be mayit nochim. It's not coming to be mar be another tzairich. V'dachnami na'arab Yehuda oksiv hu, which is a meat. Amar lachot. Ksiv hu, ksiv lachem. You're right. There's a miut and there's a ribuy. V'loi kashe. Kan b'machshirim shefshel asoysam me'erev yontif. Kan b'machshirim shefshel asoysam me'erev yontif. That is a miutak of machshirim if it's yefshel asoysam me'erev yontif. Let us see Rashi. No Rashi. Taisvis. Greifis tano v'kirayim. Peirishri. So the Ri said, Mishum Ashvuye Gumes. Dachsumer Pshat is, I think that the floor of the Tana was usually the Karka Ilam, and they had this smoother floor, so that's a malocha of Ashvuye Gumes. Leinihire, Dimkein lehave dumye dahani achini, dachshivi Mishum dave tikun keili. The other things which he rechens ois are the different malach of Tikkun Keili, and all of a sudden, like he's stuck in one greifes tana, which is a different malach of chayrish of bayne. The kach nearly the mayri betana chodosh v'adayin yesh boy avonim va'ofo shaloi pinu. Sheyoser oisem avonim v'ofa havien kemoi gemar melachtem v'chayim mishemake bepatish. The whole gemar melocha chayim mishemake bepatish, and it seems these other tziurim are also the same thing. Umikol mokim kosh, the beloi taime the mishemake bepatish, teipik leida v'yoser mishum mukze, v'eifer v'avonim shebesoichem mukze seim. Seems the whole shakla betarya is not permitted to do this malacha. But lachira, there's another problem. There's a problem. It's mukze. It's total mukze. Mikan oimer itzvo. He says this is only a heter in malachis. But a malachis is mutter l'tzeicha chonefsh. But this is total mukze. Taisus said before on Daf Ches that the Wamata Tiltal Mukze Letzayach Oichol Nefesh. Oma Rav Yehuda Oma Shmuel Shpud Shen Nirtzaf Osa Lesaknoi Biyontif. Ashpud shenirtzaf, that means that it was, it got bent, is one is not permitted to be misakinet beyontiv. Yeah. Fact the Gemara pshite, loitzriche da aval gav de mafshit beyode. Now let us see Rashi. Also, l'sakne biyontif, sheyochel l'shtamish boy kemoy shehu. He could use it the way it is. V'tilche d'loy tzorichu. It's a tilche d'loy tzorich. Now, my shvoger wanted to say pshat in Rashi, What's with a maloche? Is this a maloche? Is it not a maloche? Rashi would seem, Rashi would wish a yochel l'shtamish boy. I mean, if he can't be mishtamish with it, if it became so crooked, so bent, it's unusable, so then it would be mutter. It would be mutter. Chervaitelot Rabbi Yehuda. But here it's also l'sakne biyontiv shreyochel l'shtamish boy k'moyshu. He could use it.
So l'chayr, if he could use it, so l'chayr is no heter. So why does Rashi say v'tilcha de leitzorichu? I mean, the manavshech, if I don't need it, so l'chayr, so I mean, so what? So why is it permissible? Why? The midrash says it's only yosar al tilcha. L'chayr should be yosar al melocha. My shvogah wanted a tiny that verkehrt a meloche tzichanat. That's not considered a meloche. Shrei yochel ishtamish by kamay shehu. That since it's usable, so by fixing it, you're not called a mesakin. I mean, the meloche's mesakin is if I make something that's not usable, that's a tikkun moneh. I also don't know. I mean, if the melach is makke bepatish, I don't know if makke bepatish together makke bepatish is before was unusable. Now it's usable. I mean, the makke bepatish is I feel it's usable before also, but the gemar hamelach is also. It's very unclear. Rashi says shayochel leishtamish by kamoishu. That's why it's also v'tilche deleitzorichu. It's very unclear. You're not allowed to because you could use it. So it seems there's no heter of there's no heter whatsoever to do it. So, and then Rashi says, "Betirchad leitzorichu." It's osar al tirche, not osar al meloche. The Gemara asks Pshite, so I mean, this is all poshet, that since it's usable, and so it's a tircha lo yitzorich, so it's tircha poshet that it's also a tircha, that's for sure. So what's the, so why do we need this member of Shmuel? Like, tircha daf agab de mafshit biyode. The mafshit biyode, so Rashi says, shemispashit biyodai, he could straighten it out with his hand. Tzorich lahakis olav bepatish, and what is the chiddush? So the chiddush is that that's also called a tirche. That's also called that. We just to bend it back to make it straight is also called a tirche. The leitzor that already is a chiddush, and it is also that is already is a chiddush. V'omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel Shpud shetzolu by bosa, osa letaltaloi biyontiv. Let's see Rashi. Shpud shetzolu by bosa biyontiv, osa letaltaloi, so that he had a spit that was used to roast meat. It's osa letaltaloi miyad laacher shenitzla atzli, after it became roasted. Lefishen nimas, tzmos, umukze, Ukvarnase Tzerich Yontev. I think Rashi is saying Ukvarnase Tzerich Yontev. Rashi was like places we had before that they were Mata Tiltul Mukze L'Tzerich Eichel Nefesh. So even though it's Mos, if you need it again for another roast, so L'Chel Bimuta. No, Ukvarnase Tzerich Yontev, Rashi said. No, that was all taken care of, the Tzerich Yontev. So Memele, so now, Stamazah, you want to get it out of the dining room or wherever you want to get it, it's most. So Memelis, he said, Osel Taltaloi. You're not allowed to be Metaltalit because it's Mukze. Ravada Barava Omer Ramalkiyoi, the going is going as Fakert, Ramalkiyoi, Mishim Ravada Barava, Shemtoi Umeinichoi Bekeren Zoviz. Before we see Rashi, I saw the Ra'os as a very interesting pshat. Shoymtoi min ha'boso. Umeinichi bekeren zovis. So the Ra'os says, that means when he was holding the spit in his hand, it wasn't mukze, because it was like a yad to the boso. So that mukze. Shoymtoi min ha'boso. So he slips it out of the boso. So the Ra'os, V'kivin shehu biyodoi, now he's holding it, mutaloi loy lichoi at keren zovis. So that is a chiddush, That's a big chiddush because there's a big tumul if after klisha malach delisa reitzim babonim. If you have something in your hand, it's not poshut. Everything that you have in your hand, you're allowed to carry it further. There's a big machloikis. Devin Oizel says dafke has a teiris keli. If no mukta machma smos, the Ra'o says this. Rashi did not learn like this. The Ra'o says this pshat that since he has in his hand, he's allowed to carry it further. We have a klisha belach delisa, so he's allowed to go further. We had before in Taisvis, he's allowed to put it down wherever he wants to. That is a teiris keli. Here it's mos. A kaponim Rashi doesn't learn that. Shaimtei umeinichei bekerev zovis. Shaimtei milafonov maher begreira ubetiltu would be better. That's loshnaran. Ubetiltu minatzad. That means somehow this shpud is on the ground. He can't pick it up because it's mukt. It's also letalpu. But there were matter tiltu minatzad, either begufoy or some other way. And he'll just push it away. That'll be begreire ubetiltu minatzat. Ad sheyaviru melofonim lekeren zovis, avoloi tiltu gom. He said, they were matter, it's mos. So they were matter, tiltu minatzat. And omar rab chiyah barashi omar rab hu nevu sheyesh olav kizayis bosa. Listen. This heter of tiltu min atzad, they were only makel, there's a kezayis boser also on it. So memela, this is a plus. The kezayis boser does not make it ois mukze, that one is permitted to be metaltal it. The ran is a different gear, so the gemara, the ran says that the kezayis boser, you'll have to metaltal legamri. But our gear says that, no, they were only matel, tiltu min atzad. By this double mos, if there's a kezayis boso, somehow it does not even din of a graf shel rei that one is permitted to take out a filo b'yadayim. Well, kapodim, there's such a tziruf of tiltul minatzad and the kezayis boso that they were matter. Ravina oma afa pisheina lov bosa muta letaltoloi, mi didahavi akoitz beshusarab. That there's a different reason. You have to be metaltolot behedye, muta letaltoloi. You don't need all these heterim lach. You were mata tiltol minatzad, muta kezayis bosa, muta tziru. Afava pisheina lov bosa muta letaltoloi, mi didahavi akoitz beshusarab. Akoitz that is beshusarab. Which is a potential mazik, so they were matal and talpa b'yadai. Let us see what Rashi says. Shori l'tultule b'tultul gomu. Ulesalkoi shulei yizuku boi anshei beisai. This is a shpud, this is a sharp thing. People can be genizik. She allowed to be metalfa. Midi dava koiz b'shusaram. Do'oma b'peri kira shesikua demutal alicha pochas pochsim daladamis atshamal salkeno. The tzidir ishus haram kedei shalei tazik. So memele, here it's also mutter. Let us see Taisvis. Ravina oma, mi didahava akait pashus haram, the shori letaltol at stodim, that you're allowed to carry it to the stodim, afolgav dahavi melochet. So this is a very unclear Taisvis. Avogav d'havi meloche, they were matar meloche. Where were they matar meloche? Your metaltal poches midaladamis. Now poches midaladamis is not a meloche. Maybe Chazal asid l'chatchila to be metaltal poches midaladamis, but chayre it's not a meloche, and l'chayre mukta is more chomba than poches midaladamis. So the Pnei Yeshua wants to say that Taisvis means that the Gemara did not bring the whole memra of Rabin over there, but there it says that you carry it poches midaladamis, and if it's a nekalmelis, you're allowed to carry it a little more than daladamis. So that's the ray. The ray is from a kalmelis. So that the Bnei Yeshua says. That to carry Dalet Amis in the Kalmelis is a Malachi de Rabbonim. That is more chomer than Mukze. A Malachi de Rabbonim is more chomer than Mukze. So if there were matter a Malachi de Rabbonim, Mishum Ezeke de Rabbim, so they should also be matter Tiltal Mukze. So that's the Rai. The Rai is from the Malachi. Vikoshe. Milchay the Shaila is, why don't you bring a raya? I mean, there's a tiltul muktz over there also. The kaitz lechayre, kaitz lechayre is also muktz. I mean, why did Ustaf Megane pesazoy? Why do you have to bring a raya from? I mean, he was matter tiltul muktz. He's metaltalit. The shaila taltalat zodip. Yeah. Maybe, perhaps, I wouldn't have any raya out till the mukt. Maybe also metal till it, klach hayat. But since we see amoloch is muto, so then we see klo that, and it doesn't say klo how he did it. But the council, the raya is, because you see the abata fil amoloch. So the mata maloch, the kamalis, mamil tiltamuk zichamut. The koshe de mash mahoche, the ravine islay mukze, vidakoma midi dahavi akoitz pershusarabim. But he brought a raya from koit tilav hochi, aber also mita mukze. The perk mishach shech mashme de islay kerabshim, the leslay mukze. The pligi hosem ravach ravina chadoma lakula vachadoma lachumre. Bechol mokim ravach lachumre ravina lakula. So ravina does not hold of mukze. He holds like Rab Shimon. So lachere, I mean, if we'll assume that the mukze is a mukze, machmas miyus, so according to Rab Shimon, he doesn't hold the mukta machmas miyus. That's his viskasha. So what's the problem? Why does he have to give a heter? You'll have to be metaltal because you'll have to be metaltal because it's a zeka derabim. There's no problem. The according to Rab Shimon, there's no problem in mukta machmas miyus. Bishleimu the hoche koma ravina libe the Rab Yehuda Meshmul. The also shpudle taltaloi. That means Rabbi Damashmul held that it is also. He said it's mukze. So he said, I feel according to you that it's mukze. About kaponim, there's a new heta. There were matter. There were matter till the mukze. But mokim ezeke derab. I will ius vilei the shori. Personally, he holds the stamos. No problem mukze. I will koshem mi the shmul ad the shmul. Tosem perik mishehechshech omar kerab shimin de lesle mukze. Shmu himself holds like Rab Shimon. Gabi kachi de zuzi. Vochi mashme de isle mukze. Shmu ishver. Now kachi de zuzi dachsumir would be very good if Tosvis learns like the Rabbeinu Tam in Shabbos, daf yitesam et beis, that says that the mukze of kachi de zuzi was a type of mat that used to be spread over a dogim, and there was mukze machmas miyus. It was a very most kizach. So memeila, if I tell you some the kikash, Shmuel holds kachi de zuzi is muta. So Shmuel holds is no iser of mukze machmas miyus. So what's that kibshat in Shmuel? Wie schleimer de shani shbud de lachen malachte en kan teres kli olav lohi is shmul de yesh olav teles mukze leilam svil like rab shimon. So we have around the side ein be maram lublin. So the maram wants to say pshat that Taisvis now is chilek on Rashi. Taisvis does not hold that the mukze is mukze machmas miyus, because then we didn't invent anything. Taisus Lomshata was speaking about that this shpud was not a keli. That means he took a piece of wood and used it as a shpud. And now afterwards, it's nothing. It's going to be thrown away. It has no, it's not a keli at all afterwards. So now, we're not speaking about mitzvah machas meals, is totally in, if asach daite mine, hikza mi daite. So that's totally in the machlekes, Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda. Here we're speaking about eitz and bavonim. This is not a keli. It's not a keli. So memela. So therefore, taka mukze. I feel that we hold like Rab Shimon. That's the lotion of the. That's what the Maram wants to say. Nothing, it doesn't have a teres keli. Gamakushi de Ravine, yesh le taretz kach. So Mamela Ravine is also good. Ravine, that's also speaking the mukze of asech daite mine. That's all the machlokes of Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda. But here it's a different mukze, doesn't have a teres keli. Zuchse Gemara weiter. Oma Rav Chinene Bereide Rav Ike Shpud Shpochais Vegumais Rav Malki Yoi Beluris Eifer Mikle Ogvine Rav Malki Yoi. That means there were two Ameroim, Rav Malki Yoi and Rav Malki Yoi, and it was difficult to remember which members Rav Malki Yoi said, which members Rav Malki Yoi said. So therefore, he said, I'll tell you, this is, Rav Malki said, the members of Shput, Shifres, Vegumais, and Rav Malki said, Luris, Eifer, Mikle, Ugvine. Yeah, let us see Rashi. Shput, Shifres, Vegumais, Rav Malki Yoi. Eile, Sholish, Halochis, Rav Malki Yoi, Omrom. V'loi Rav Malki Yo. Mivnei shemayseim doimim ze lo ze. V'yesh ha-machlifin shmu shol ze b'shol ze. Nosnu b'em simen l'sader ha-shmus. Shpud ho da amoron. Shivchois mishnehi b'ksubis. Rav Lezo oima afilu ikniso loi meye shvochois. But it means if a wife put in Meir Shvochis, Av Kaponim, she's Mechuyev to do some work. Shabbatola may be only day Zima. From Rav Malka Haloche, Rav Malki Yoi Haloche Krabalaz. Gumais Shmaiti, Vuleinem Rala Mishne, Ule inyin shtei saris. Im nimtzo lo gumais shel mokim seya, afa pi shein sham seya, gdoi lehi veina mamtenis, da in gumelim ken hoi ubo seya, elo shanoshu, the shes adin of a gdoi le. So all these three members were from Ramal Kiyoy. Bloiris, vimeseches avayde zore, Al Baraisa Nemre, Oder Rabal Kiyo, Lefrushi Le Baraisa. The Tana Rabbono, Kusi Amistapir Me Yisrael, Kusi is getting a haircut from a Yid, Kivin Shegi Le Blurisoi, so when he's getting to the Bluris of the Goy, Shemet Es Yodai. So then he stops the haircut. Bibnei Shakusi Kshu Mistapir Me Nicho Le Shem Abaydezore, so memele, so by complying to the wishes of the kusi, he's mesayeyim in this inyim. V'omar lo v'kama, when does he have to stop? When v'omar amalki sholish etzbois l'chol ruach v'ruach. That three etzbois l'chol ruach v'ruach, he has to stop the haircut. Lachos vivise, lo yiga, shimigaleach, v'yeilach ada bluris, nimtza maniach loy blurisoy, v'tikna loy l'shem avaydezor. Eifer Mikle, Schmeiti Bimeseches Makis, Omar Amalki Yoliitin Odom Eifer Mikle Agabi Makosoi, Meishenire Kichsei Viskaka. So he's not allowed to do this. Gewine Apirushi de Masnisi Bimeseches Ovei Dezor, Nema Oslo Gwines Bimishnaseinu, Omar Amalki Mneishe Machlikin Poneo, Ishubin Chazir, that they used to smear the Gwine with the fats of Achaza. So he told us that these last three members, Blurri Sefer Mikla Gvina, that's Ramalkia. Rapopa Omar, no, he disagrees with him. Masnisin u Masniso, that when there's an explanation of a Mishnah or a Baraisa, that was Ramalkia. So whenever you have a member that was explaining a Mishnah Baraisa, that's Ramalkia. Shmaitze, when there's a stamazay a memre, Rav Malkiyoy. V'simonech, you want to have a simen, masnisen malkisa, that's Malkiyo. So you should remember the Perushim of Mishnayis. Ma'i benayu ki benayu shvoches. According to Rav Pope, shvoches, that was a Mishnah, Rav Elazar said that if ilich nisa meya shvoches, he could be forced out to work. So not the way Rav Chinin said that this Rav Malkiyo, he said, no, Rav Malkiyo said this. Zot Rashi, Masnisin, Masnisa Rav Malkiyo, Asimne da Asnach ber Rav Malkiyo, Polik Rav Pope, Shvochois, the Masnisni, this is a Mishnah, Umashvislei, you said it's going ber Rav Malkiyo, it's going to Rav Malkiyo. What did they? The whole Masnisne Masnise, the Isbu, Rav Malkiyo, Oma Pirushin, Abo Shmaitze, the Omret, Rav Malkiyo, Kigen Shput, the Gume is the Dene. That's right, Taka, the Shmaitze, Taka, Rav Malkiyo. Shput, the Gume is, that is the Shmaitze. Ike binay Shvochis, Gabi Mishne Itma Beksubis, Vim Taima Im Kain Neime Eifa Mikle Dahainu Shmaite Bemalkis. That means that Rav Chinene Bereid Raviket said that Eifa Kire is Rav Malkiyo, and that's a Shmaite, so that's a Malkiyo. Okay, name of a mikla, the Heine Schmeiter Bemakis, the Rav Pope, Rav Malkiyoy Omro, Rav Chinino, Rav Malkiyoy Omro. So why does the Gemara say the only nafkemina between them will be Shvoches? Shivches. We are Shloim Adachi Pirushi. Shivches, Shekinegda, Perishim Tzois, the Heine Eifer Mikla, Ein Chanami means Shivches and the middle one, Eifer Mikla, the was Tolna Machloikis. Inami Hachi Pirushi. Masnisin or Masnise Davke Rav Malkiyo Veloi Rav Malkiyo. That means he says all the Perushim of the Mishnahs is only Rav Malkiyo. Abo Shmaitze Yesh Mehem Rav Malkiyo Veloi Rav Malkiyo Omro Yisho Shmaitze Eva Mikla Kachani Nesin Simen Rak LeMasnise. He says and the Mishnah is the Zichet Rav Malkiyo. The Shmaitze it's some could be Ramalkion, some could be Ramalkion. Zog the Mishnah weiter, lo yoymar odom le taboch, shkoyli bedina boso. The Komnesana says, shkoyli is not a loshen weighing, it's a loshen taking, shokol shkal tibusach. Give me yips for dinner boso. So even though he's mentioning the dinner to tell him the amount of meat he wants, abo nitin yontev geret, you don't speak about money in yontev. Abo shoychet machalik beinehim, he shechts it and he divides it. And noch yontev et meret ben geld. Shkoyli bedinner boso, shosa lahaskir shem domim. Abo shoychet u beloi pisik domim, ben chelkin beinehim. Heichi ovid, Zogt Rashi, kshe'ene roitza likach kola beheime. He doesn't want to purchase all beheime. V'loi machtze, v'loi shlish, v'loi rabi. Like this, you'll say we have an oifen how to specify what he wants. We had before machtze shlish rabi. He doesn't want so much. He wants a pound of meat. So what do you say? Ela bedinah, ay bishnayim, ma yoyim, what does he say? The Gemara says, ki ho de besure omri tarto palge tarte, benarish oma chilke palgo chilke, bepumpadisa omri uzie palge uzie, benapoke de bemosa mesachasie omri rive o palge rive. Sagt Rashi, besure omri darkon Oloimele tabach tenli tart oi plak tart. Benarish omri chilke oi plak chilke. Pabdisa omri uzi. Kola tabochim hoi menatrim behem oisayim bishove. Kach vakach nesochim mine behem. The pieces that they cut were the same. Loisen ha nesochim, that means a normal piece that a butcher normally cut, korlo besuye tart, benarish chilke, pabdisa uzi, benar pocket rive. So you say, for Kelk, you just mentioned, give me such a piece, and half of that, and that's permissible. Oima odam lechaveiroi, male li klize, avoloi bemide. Ab rabbi yudoimim hoye kli shalmide loy yemalenu. So this is very unclear. So Rashi says, "Bigmor maforish lo umay pluktai." What the machlokes is over here? That's that. So we have to wait for the Gemara. Ma'ise ba'abes shol ben botnis shohoya memale midoisav me'erev yontiv. He used to fill up the midis erev yontiv and noisnan lulakuches biyontiv. He used to give the lakuches. That means like this year they. Problem, Malili, to mention, he had full midis erev yontif, so it wasn't, was no medide, he tailed the full midis. Abishol oimer af bemoyid, oisekein, which is a given in a beruri midis, was if a geiris is, chamem oimer af bachel oisekein, osekein, ne mitzui amidis. Let us see Rashi. Shem mamale midoisav, shem moidedim biyontiv. So therefore he had already full midas from Erev Yontiv. He just gave them the full midas. Avachayli shem moidoisav came big more maforish time. Legal cinemas disney birure midas, the east the goris lay, the haim halos horesiches. Birure midas means the to avoid the foaming. If you'll pour on chalamoid, it'll foam. So therefore, he filled it up erev yont. They filled it at night. Big Marma Forsh. Ibn Mitzri Hamidis. Kshayamoicha Shemen, Hoyolay Mides Harbe. Umevin Alekuches Klein. That means he had his full midis, and they brought their kalim. So he used to pour the midah of shemen into their kalim. And they used to drain into their kalim the whole evening, because a kli midah shall shemen does not pour so easily into the keli. There's still, it's hard to pour. So Mamela used to have, in the middle of the week, used to have full midis full of shemen. And when the customer came, she used to leave it there overnight and used to drain into the midis, into the keli. Now, the Ran says over here, Pshat in the Mishnah, whatever Pshat in the Mishnah is Malili Klizeh, so the Ran says it is speaking about that the Pashtus Loshna Mishnah, Malili Klizeh, that means he did not fill up a midah and pour it into the keli of the Lekeach. No, Malili Klizeh is speaking about that the Mide, which he filled up, he took home. That's how the Ran says. And that is, we'll see, it's very meduik in the Gemara later. That means so the etzem, that pu'ule of, it wasn't like this, it wasn't, we weren't not using this keli l'tzeirich medide. That means if you would pour out from this keli, from this medide into the keli of the lekeich, then we see there's a medide over here. No, but Shadis, Male li kli zef haket, he gave him this keli and he took it home. He took home the kli medide. Afal pikeh, we hear via machloikas avaloi b'medide, and Rabbi Yehuda says, amoye kli shel medide leyem alenu. Now the Gemara is going to explain exactly what the machlokes of the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda is. Mai avol loy b'mida. Amar Rabbi Yehuda mashmu avol loy b'kli hamiyuchad l'mida. That means the keli which was miyuchad to the meichel for measuring, he's not permitted to give the lekeach this keli, because this keli is that's the kli that's miyuchad lamide, so he's not permitted to fill it up and give it to him. Avol kli ha'oimed lamide, but a keli that at the present time he never used it for measuring, but if this keli will break, then he'll use the second keli for measuring. But the vial was never used yet for measuring, so that you're allowed to give him. Because there it's not nearly committed, because this second keli was never used for medida. Let us see what Rashi said. Hamayuchad lemide shemoide umoichel boy. He used this keli to measure and to sell with, so that keli you're not allowed to give. When the first keli will break, this is mutter. That is what the Tanakam has. And he says, afilu kli ha'oimed l'mide lo yemalenu. That a kli that will be oimed to be used as a midah is also loyim alon, even though it was as yet never used l'tzeirich medid. Let us see Rashi. Vosar Rabbi Yehuda l'mayim kiven dohu atzmei midah. This is a midah. L'kach osin, it was made to be a midah. L'chadei midah marzik loyim alenu. The merzi shapir kemoide. It looks like they're measuring. It looks like that means even though it was never used yet, about a brand new keli never used, about kaponim, it looks like a medida is being done. Frag the Gemara. So we have here a machloikis between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. If you are machmer by a kli ha'oimed lamedida, al megabi simchas yontif, Rabbi Yehuda lechumre. Even though we hear there's a Simchas Yontif involved, Rabbi Yehuda was machmer, din yikev esahor, you can't, this is a kli mid, you're not allowed to. Rabbono lekul, v'if choshamin elu, we learned fakert, this nan, we learned when it came to a mishko, when it came to a scale, Rabbi Yehuda ime sheikol odom bosek neged akelich, neged akoifetz, there Rabbi Yehuda was the makeup. Chamalme Rabbi Yehuda lekula. There we see Rabbi Yehuda's makeup. The Rabbanon lechumre, and the Rabbanon amachme. Kashid Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda here is machme. There is makeup. Kashid Rabbanon, the Rabbanon. So the Gemara answers Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda loikash. Hosam b'shei einoi oimed lamide. The koifetz is not oimed to be a mide. Hoche ba oimed lamide. It wasn't used yet as a mide, but it's oimed. This is a mide. So if it's a mide, it's nearly kemoided. If he's using a koifetz, he's using a knife. This is not a weight. A knife is not a weight. So faker. So there is takemeikol. The Rabbonon ad Rabbonon nami loikashe, osa ka ovid ki da ovdim bechel. That means sometimes when a person has a lot of customers and he can't find the weights, he'll use a kaifetz b'chayl also. So a kaifetz can be used b'chayl. Here we're speaking about this was never used as a midah yet. So it was never used, so this is better than a kaifetz. Let us see Rashi. Cleave a kaifetz and oimdom lakach. Kedavdom b'chayl b'bosnayim. Sometimes he can't find the weight in front of him. And he knows how much his kalim weigh is shaykel boy. So they're used sometimes. But here when he uses this mida, he's not doing an uvdin dechel. This was as yet never used as a midah. Rava Omar, Rava says a different pshat in the Mishnah. May avo loy be midah, shelo yizke loy shem midah. He shouldn't mention the word midah. Malili klize, this keli. But he doesn't mention this look or whatever it is. Avokli, I'm a yuchid lamide, yamalenu. It's a yuchid lamide, that doesn't matter. You can take a kli that's a yuchid lamide, as long as you don't talk about, you don't mention a mide. That's what the Tanakama holds. For us, Abidul Lameima, kli, I'm yuchid lamide, lo yamalenu. It's a yuchid lamide, you're not allowed to be mamale. Well, you don't talk. I mean, about the actions speak louder than words. You're taking a kli that's miyuchad lamida, you're filling it up, so everyone sees you being made. Frag the Gemara, Alma gabi simchas yontev, Rabbi Yehuda lechumer, Rabbanu lekula. Ve'ivcha shamina lehu, desnan, Rabbi Yehuda ima, shaykel odom boso, k'neged ha-kelich, k'neged ha-kaifetz, v'chomim oimim meshkichem v'kach maznaim kolike. Alma Rab Yehuda lekule, verabona lechumre. So we have the stire kashe drab Yehuda, drab Yehuda, kashe drabona na drabona. So my answer is drab Yehuda le kashe. Osam b'sheine miyuchad lamide. Over there, he's matter a kaifetz and a keili. It's not miyuchad lamide. Ochem miyuchad lamide. This is miyuchad lamide. So he doesn't. So to hear actions speak louder than words. I mean, he's using something that's meyuchad lamida, and the mezokol nish fill up the scaly above. This scaly is meyuchad lamida. So therefore, there's also there by the mishkol, he's not using a litre, he's using a kaifetz or a keli. Rabbonon ad rabbonon nami leikashe. Hosom kaovid kida ovdim bechel. There he's using that means as Rashi said before, sometimes you can use a keli or a kaifetz as a weight. I mean, this is done sometimes. Some amela, so he's weighing. He's weighing with a keli, and this is also used sometimes as a weight. Ochel ka'ovid k'da ovdem b'chol. The ovdi inchi, people sometimes do the mekalvi chamre b'mona dekile b'shosu. That means sometimes I'll give you a keli. Mona dekile is a keli of medide b'shosu. That means you could use a kli medide to drink from. So the Ran brings the raya. We had mentioned before that the Ran learns that this whole Gemara is speaking about male li kli zeh. That's not speaking about you're measuring with it. He gives it to him and he takes it home. He drinks from that. So memele, so here you don't see any medida. It's a cliche, miyuchad la medida. But he's giving him you don't see any medida over here. He's giving it to him and he takes it home, he drinks from it. So sometimes he can give a person to drink from a kli medida. That does not, you don't see a semblance of medida over here. He has a keli, so it's a kli medida. He's giving him to drink with a kli medida. Mashenkin over there, you are weighing, and you are weighing with something which is sometimes used for weighing. a kli, and the kaifetz is sometimes used for weight. Let us see Rashi. Shemi de rive oiluk, alakach yoimulei stam, kli ze maleli, fill up this keli. Ochel leika ovid kida ovdem bechel. Shederich lekuches loima tenli luk. That's you do bechel. Vein dalke loima kli ze malili bederich mecha. Al bederich halvo, eimatone. Avo gav de meyuchid lemide. Avidi inchi. The mekar v'chamra lechavrein b'mona dekile shalmide. They can give someone wine with to drink with a kli do, so it's not nire ke medide shalmeche. Maise babeshol ben botnis sheimemale midaisa berbiyontiv naisnul lekuches biyontiv. Tona af b'moyed oise kain b'mnei bittel beis hamedrash. So what's pshat in this? Tona af b'moyed oise kain b'mnei bittel beis hamedrash. Shoye chochem godl, Abishol ben botnis was a chochem godl, boim rabim lishalemen, b'moyed rabim oiskim b'teire, she'ein trudim b'moloche. So Memele, and it seems he had a thriving business also. So how now he's going to be busy being moided yayin? So we won't be able. The one asking won't be able to answer them. So therefore, Bohoya memalon balayla she'ain zman beis hamedrash. At night there was no beis hamedrash. Kadei she'ye ponui bayoyim. So at night. He used to fill up all the kli midis. So that was already a big job was taken care of. So the people came the next day to purchase wine. Everything was done already. They just had to take the keli. Laman de goris b'mas nisin b'pnei b'irurei hamidis. So that's if you're not goris. So b'moyed oise came. Als bittel beis medrash, that's what the Baraisa says. So he should have more time by day. Laman de goris b'mas nisim b'pnei b'irurei hamidis. Before ishochi, b'pnei bittel beis medrash shel boi moyit. Chayre, the customers, I think Rashi means, lo yiye poni, they don't have enough time, lishois ulovare midoisov, Shaloi Altichu. That means I think the customs had to stay there till they were able to see, to take the foam, they took away the foam until the kli was filled up completely, but this took time. Lafikach memalon balayla, so memela, so those, they wouldn't have to wait around to see when the mida becomes completely full and it's not just the foam that is filling it up.